You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. Are you afraid to take walks around your block at night? How about walking to your car in a dark parking lot? For many women, it's scenarios like these that make us think twice about leaving our homes when the sun goes down. But is that the way it should be?
No!
Those at the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office don't think so. About 13 women stand in a circle inside a room at the sheriff's office. At the instructor's command, they each move into a defensive stance, shouting no. This is how they're starting the fourth night of a women's self-defense class called RAD Women. RAD stands for Rape Aggression Defense, but the class doesn't only focus on avoiding rape. It focuses on strategies to escape an attack. It's taught by trained officers like Sergeant Chris Sissio, who is the coordinator of the program.
The ultimate goal of RAD is not to beat your opponent. The ultimate goal is to escape. Whatever it takes to be able to escape danger, that's what we want them to do.
The RAD instructors teach women some basic moves and techniques in order to get away from an attacker. First-time student Cheyenne Helms has her favorite move.
I like the kicking because I'm really short, and I think that it's a really good strategy. I think that, you know, you can kick them from behind, kick them from the front. I mean, I really like that. I mean, punching is really great, but I really enjoy the kicking.
Janet Cornell is a returning student on this day. She first took the class 2 years ago.
It's important to me because there's just so much bad out there, and just for women especially, we just get put in situations, unfortunately, that, you know, we by ourselves, and we just have to have some kind of mechanism, and it has to be kind of honed in.
Helm says she was once in a situation where she had to defend herself.
Thankfully, I was able to get away and call 911, but if I had these types of skills, I would have probably felt better about the situation.
Some of the skills the RAD instructors teach include kicks, punches, and elbow strikes. The instructors introduce different scenarios and ways an attacker may possibly approach someone.
No! No! No!
Let me get the situation.
The instructors are demonstrating what to do if someone walks by and grabs you by the wrist. They are wearing protective pads on their wrists so the women can take a whack. This technique is one of Cornell's favorites.
I think grabbing a woman by their hand or their arm is the easiest thing for a man to do. And I think getting out of that really fast is very important.
Low, ready. Ready.
No!
Ready.
No!
Ready.
No!
Sergeant Suzanne Woodward has been a police officer for over 20 years. 15 of those years were spent investigating sex crimes. Becoming a RAD instructor has given her a sense of fulfillment in her career.
I never felt like it was complete. And then when I became an instructor, like, all like came together, like, this is what I can give back. So not only do I deal with victims, but now I can help people to not become victims.
Sissio says being able to help people learn how to defend themselves gives him not a sense of pride, but a sense of joy.
None of us want to be attacked. We all want to be able to move freely about our lives without the fear of being attacked. And if I can help somebody to develop that little bit of confidence that they need to be able to stand up against an attack and survive it, it's well worth it.
The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office offers the RAD Women's class twice each year, along with RAD Kids and RAD Seniors. To find out more, visit the link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.